Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
ServiceNow unterstützt Ihre Business-Transformation mit der KI-Plattform. Alle reden über KI, aber die KI ist nur so leistungsfähig wie die Plattform, auf der sie aufbaut. Lassen Sie die KI arbeiten für alle. Beseitigen Sie Reibung und Frustration Ihrer Mitarbeiter und nutzen Sie das volle Potenzial Ihrer Entwickler. Mit intelligenten Tools für Ihren Service, um Kunden zu begeistern. All das auf einer einzigen Plattform. Deshalb funktioniert die Welt mit ServiceNow. Mehr auf servicenow.de/AI4People.
1 year on from the Hamas attack on Israel, Global News podcast listeners have been sending in their questions for BBC correspondents about everything that's happened since, about the escalating conflict in the wider Middle East, and where we might go from here to try to bring an end to the bloodshed. Find the Global News podcast special edition on the Middle East in the regular Global News podcast feed, wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service.
Estás escuchando The Fifth Floor.
The Fifth Floor dinliyorsunuz. Bizimle kalın.
Dünya ekte The Fifth Floor farnak amidi sobat.
This is The Fifth Floor, at the heart of global storytelling with BBC journalists from all around the world. I'm your host, Farnak Amidi. When you think of India's film industry, music, colorful costumes, and joy come to mind. But what if behind all of this was a dark secret?
I was sexually assaulted on a film set over a decade ago. The memory is too painful to recollect. He was a senior person in the industry, and I was just starting out.
Rampant abuse and mafia-style intimidations. These are the conditions thousands of women working in one of India's multi-billion dollar film industries allegedly faced for years. Their accounts have come out after a damning report was made public in August 2024. BBC India reporter Sumit Hapal has been covering this story, and she joins me now from Delhi. Welcome, Sumit. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Farinak, for having me.
So tell me about this report that came out in August. What's the context of it?
It's important to understand that India is a land of multilinguistic industries. When we think of entertainment space in India, one thinks of the biggest industry, which is Bollywood. But Bollywood is the Hindi film industry, which is one of the most widely spoken languages in the country. We also have another industry which pertains to the southern state of India, which is Kerala, where usually people speak in Malayali, and their industry is known as Mollywood, the Malayalam film industry. To understand the context of this report, the Justice Hema Committee was constituted by the government of Kerala after a collective of women came together in 2017. There was an assault case which had come to light back then. The primary job of the committee was to take into account all these testimonies of rampant sexual abuse and harassment that were coming out. It is only after 6 years, in August 2024, that a redacted version of the report was made public. And we saw a huge public outcry. We saw more actors coming out and sharing their testimonies.
And it's been called a watershed moment. Why is that?
This was very crucial because we saw the creation of the Women Cinema Collective. In entertainment spaces across India, while there are guilds and there may be unions, however, the creation of a strong collective where women felt safe and comfortable to come together and lead a fight against sexual harassment, this was extremely symbolic because it has never been witnessed in the past. And at the same time, details of harassment and violence at the workplace, they especially came out. And it resonated across industries because India did have its Me Too movement back in 2017 and 18. However, the conversations coming back were very symbolic of the fact that not much had changed.
Mm. And you spoke to a very high profile actor who was at the heart of the Me Too movement back in 2018 in India. Her name is Tanushree Dutta. What does she say about this latest news that has come out?
Tanushree Dutta was one of the first persons in India to have come out as a public figure and share her experience. And what we understood from her is that, of course, it is great to see women come together and have a space where they are able to express their experiences to fight for better workplaces, but not much has significantly changed. The shame associated with coming out and sharing your testimonies is still the same, and so are the risks. These risks include being removed from projects, stigma. This risk also includes a loss of livelihood. Having said that, she expressed deep solidarity with the movement in the Kerala film industry. And she pointed out that it was so important to bring these conversations back into the narrative because ultimately we need to have a continuous movement, especially in the Indian society.
Mm. Well, you mentioned that not a lot has changed, but there has been some sort of change, or at least some steps towards change. And you talked to some people who are involved in the industry who have talked and pointed out these steps towards change. Can you mention some of them for us, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So we definitely have seen change in terms of the way that sexual harassment is being discussed. Mm-hmm. The terminologies have become more mainstream, especially in Bollywood. We do have an act in India which is called the Prevention of Sexual Harassment Act, and it applies across sectors. After the Me Too movement happened, and in the last 6 years, we've seen a big change, which was that POSH trainings or gender sensitivity trainings started taking place on sets.
What does POSH stand for?
It stands for the Prevention of Sexual Harassment. This is not something which was being done before. So every time a film project or an entertainment project went on the floors, before the project was started, it is important for all the production houses to conduct gender sensitivity trainings. And another thing which we've seen happen very differently is also the creation of several safer spaces for women. We know for a fact that there are multiple collectives which exist now. The women that we spoke to, they told us that they are able to come out and have shared spaces, which not only become an outlet to share one's testimonies, but also of economic empowerment, also of taking mentorship, training and guidance. One of such collectives is the Bichitra Collectives. Bichitra was founded by a cinematographer called Juhi Sharma, who told us that it was so important to not just stop at these conversations, but actually talk about creating a bigger impact, which is to give more women economic opportunities to become a part of the industry.
And what about the unions and major players? What has been their reaction to this latest report?
There has been widespread support towards the actors who have come out and shared testimonies. At the same time, major unions such as the Association of the Malayalam Movie Artists, which is the AMMA, it's a top industry body in Kerala. It has big superstars. They have denied the accusations. And several people also resigned from the body after the accusations became public. We're also now seeing that several famous actors are being charged and tried in court. So this essentially has triggered an industry-wide movement. And at the same time, the unions are now having to act. We did see that after the Me Too movement 6 years ago, these conversations had fizzled out, and so did the union action at that point in time. But at the moment, the unions, they face a greater challenge and they have to take on greater responsibility. And that is becoming the centerpiece of the story.
And, you know, these days we hear a lot about intimacy coordinators, even in Hollywood. It's a new phenomenon. And you talk to India's first intimacy coordinator. Tell me about it. What is her role?
So I spoke to Asta Khanna. She, in fact, used to be an assistant director before, and she is somebody who had worked across industries. And she shared that working in these entertainment spaces, it always left a distaste in her mouth. She always felt that the sets were very uncomfortable for women and also for actors in general. Especially when they were performing intimate scenes, there was always a great barrier in creating a safer space. She pointed us to the direction of prevention. When we see movements such as the Me Too movement, we are always thinking and seeing an afterthought when things have already happened, when harassment has already taken place on sets. She felt that the sets are extremely unsafe spaces. And boundaries are often blurred because in the entertainment space, the crews are working together. They are working for long hours. They become like each other's families and boundaries are often blurred. So there is a need to create prevention and there is a need to create a mandate through which whenever there is shooting, especially of intimate scenes, it can be done in a way which is comfortable for all. And she told us that intimacy coordination is becoming more and more important. More production houses are definitely hiring her. And she has seen a major change in the outlook towards intimacy coordination as well. So she carries a suitcase with her, which has quite a lot of interesting props, which she showed us. And these props are able to create barriers. They are able to create distances and through direction, which is consensual and comfortable for all. She is able to direct these scenes, which make everybody feel good about the work that they are producing. After the Me Too movement happened, she shared with us that several directors, they wanted to stop doing intimate scenes altogether. Mm. Several other producers shared with us that they wanted to completely shun women away and not employ them altogether because they felt that they would be troublemakers or the fact that they would create problems. So there was a culture of shame which continued to exist. And even after the women came out and shared their testimonies, instead of a solutions-oriented approach, the industry was first very, very scared of what's happened and what could be the possible outcome of women coming together and sharing testimonies. So there was this atmosphere of complete fear, which she now feels has changed.
You're listening to the documentary from the BBC World Service.
ServiceNow unterstützt Ihre Business-Transformation mit der KI-Plattform. Alle reden über KI, aber die KI ist nur so leistungsfähig wie die Plattform, auf der sie aufbaut. Lassen Sie die KI arbeiten, für alle. Beseitigen Sie Reibung und Frustration Ihrer Mitarbeiter und nutzen Sie das volle Potenzial Ihrer Entwickler. Mit intelligenten Tools für Ihren Service, um Kunden zu begeistern. All das auf einer einzigen Plattform. Deshalb funktioniert die Welt mit ServiceNow. Mehr auf servicenow.de/AI4People.
He owned iconic luxury brands.
Harrods was the ultimate glamorous shop.
The most famous people in the world coming there.
But Mohammed Al-Fayed used his wealth and power to control more than just his business interests.
One of his HR team approached me and said, the chairman would like you to work in his office.
It was pretty quick that my gut instinct started to go, this is not right.
The only thing that he was interested in was touching my body.
World of Secrets, Season 4. Al-Fayed, Predator at Harrods. Listen now wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
I'm Farina Kamidian. In this episode of The Fifth Floor, I'm talking to Sumit Hapal from BBC India about Mollywood's latest Me Too scandal. Sumit, unfortunately, we've heard some absolutely shocking stories of sexual violence coming out of the region. One of them, the trainee doctor who was raped and killed in Kolkata in a hospital. How do the conversations that these women in Bollywood and the film industry are having at the moment impact the rest of the society and the conversation that the society is having about sexual violence against women?
I think this is a very interesting question, because the Indian society, we understand, is deeply influenced by the films that we make. A lot of conversations in the last few months especially have happened around the role of the kind of content that the industry creates, the kind of men that the industry writes and represents, the characters that the writers are writing about, and the kind of implications that they have on the Indian society. Women in Bollywood especially feel that what goes on in the industry does not exist in a vacuum at all. One of the women who had spearheaded the Me Too movement in 2018 is Vinita Nanda. Vinita Nanda was a very famous director and producer in the 90s. She wrote some of the most iconic characters that we have all grown up watching. She had something very interesting to say about this. She felt that the kind of violence that we're seeing being unleashed against women in the Indian society has a deeper connection, which is the kind of cinema and the kind of entertainment that men and women in our society consume and what they end up watching. And she felt that Me Too movement, and especially the re-triggering and the reimagination of these characters, has also changed the way in which content is being consumed in our country. I spoke to the country's top film critic, Susharita Tyagi, who pointed out how India has moved into a direction where women-centric films and storylines are also gaining popularity. At the same time, they're doing very well commercially. So the kind of films which are leaving an impact in the Indian society, those films and their storylines have completely changed. If we were to talk about the recent nomination of India to Oscars, that's a story which is written by a woman and it features two female leads. It's called Lapata Ladies. It touches on aspects of patriarchy, of autonomy, and of speaking out, and women's independence in the Indian society. So these kind of films are gaining a lot of recognition as well as commercial value and success. Sucharita said that the Me Too movement essentially tells us that all these women in India had come out and spoken out against something, as they're doing now in Kerala as well. Did we hear them? Mm-hmm. And did we acknowledge our responsibility towards their feelings, towards their sentiments? Are we able to create safe spaces for them to work in and participate as active participants of the Indian workforce? What has changed, and how can Indian films and filmmakers and everyone on set take more responsibility towards the kind of cinema that we are creating? So this is a very important point that Sucharita had made, and she definitely felt that there is a shift in which production and content consumption patterns have changed in India.
And Sumita, we talked about how the industry has reacted to these accusations and to this report, but what about the society? How are they reacting to it? What are people saying on the streets, in the cafes, at home about this report?
Initially, especially towards spaces when there is entertainment and glamour involved, there was always this bias, right? That if you're agreeing to work in an entertainment space or in a glamorous space, you're giving away some part of your autonomy, you're giving away some part of power where you're able to consent or not consent towards, you know, indulging in acts of sexual acts. So when initially the movement had taken place, people at large felt that, yes, Bollywood is an unsafe space. Or if somebody chooses to do modeling or chooses to do fashion, these are unsafe spaces for women. So when women put themselves out there and become a part of these spaces, they are inherently, you know, saying yes to being harassed or, you know, their consent being violated. This is something which has changed now. I think the conversations in cafes, on social media, there has been a massive outpouring of solidarity that we've seen towards actors and producers and writers from across the world and across different fields and different spectrums. Even as we speak, there are newer testimonies of women coming out from the Tamil industry, from the Telugu industry. And these industries, again, they are also entertainment industries, big film industries. But this resonates with women across India, and women and men across India are now having a conversation. And that is something which is significantly different from what we witnessed 6 years ago. This is being taken a lot more seriously. And there is a general understanding of consent and a culture of discussion over sexual violence and sexual harassment. These are conversations which have been ongoing in the Indian society since 2012, when we did witness the Delhi rape case. So this brings us back to those very, very important discussions. And many of the people that I spoke to, they said that every time a woman speaks out, it creates a new opportunity for us to keep talking about it, because even if the world feels that women have spoken about this to death, they haven't spoken about it enough.
Sumita Pal from BBC India. Both men accused by Tanushree Dutta and Vintananda have been cleared. The clip you heard at the very beginning of the show was voiced up by an actor. I'm Farhanak Hamidi. The Fifth Floor team this week was
Alita Joya
and
Caroline Ferguson.
The sound engineer was
Sumayo.
Thanks for listening. You've been listening to The Documentary from the BBC World Service.
ServiceNow unterstützt Ihre Business-Transformation mit der KI-Plattform. Alle reden über KI, aber die KI ist nur so leistungsfähig wie die Plattform, auf der sie aufbaut. Lassen Sie die KI arbeiten, für alle. Beseitigen Sie Reibung und Frustration Ihrer Mitarbeiter und nutzen Sie das volle Potenzial Ihrer Entwickler. Mit intelligenten Tools für Ihren Service, um Kunden zu begeistern. All das auf einer einzigen Plattform. Deshalb funktioniert die Welt mit ServiceNow. Mehr auf servicenow.de/AI4People.
He owned iconic luxury brands.
Harrods was the ultimate glamorous shop.
The most famous people in the world coming there.
But Mohammed Al-Fayed used his wealth and power to control more than just his business interests.
One of his HR team approached me and said, the chairman would like you to work in his office.
It was pretty quick that my gut instinct started to go, this is not right.
The only thing that he was interested in was touching my body.
World of Secrets, Season 4. Al-Fayed, Predator at Harrods. Listen now wherever you get your BBC podcasts.